Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino. We have a lot to get into today. As always, crazy week, many things going on. So we're going to talk about, of course, if we can, a little bit about the market and how does that impact your retirement plan and your overall plan. Can you imagine living until age 120? We want to talk a little bit about that as well. There's been a new finding that's come out, and we just want to talk about it. It's longevity risk, and is it something that you're including in your plan? I'm also getting into some questions that I had this week. I have them every week about the market, talking about ways to capture some of this growth but try to prevent some of the risk. Also, what I call the five biggest threats to your retirement planning. That's part of this asset protection, and we're 1 month out from taxes. I'm sorry. Don't get mad. Don't shoot the messenger. We're going to get into all of these things, and the good news is we're going to get into things that are going to make a difference. I always say we're going to give you actionable items. If you want to get a hold of us or send me questions, certainly you can call us, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, or you can go to our website, AlphaWealthGroup.com. That's AlphaWealthGroup.com. You can download information, sign up for our newsletter, sign up for one of our classes. We'll talk more about this as we go along, but there's all types of resources that are available to you. But I did want to start out with this one because I think this is going to be helpful when you look at your overall plan. Figuring out how long you're going to live when planning for retirement is tough, obviously. Now comes this is a prediction from a UCLA cardiologist, Dr. Ernest von Schwartz. Well, that's an interesting name. That within the next decade, the life expectancy for younger people will go up to age 120, thanks to advances. And so we talk about what is living longer, what does that mean to your plan? And I did read this a while back on this Wall Street Journal article that said the U.S. life expectancy has turned back up. A typical 65-year-old can expect to live another 19 and a half years. Up from 18.9. So we're talking about what does that mean? When you think about it in your plan, you know, it's 5 years. If you live 5 years longer, I know some people tell me, well, this is how long I'm going to live. But if you live 5 years longer and you need another $40,000 a year, that's $200,000 potential shortfall. So we want to be aware of this. This is why. So what's the takeaway? And this is why I talk about this income versus assets. Because the income piece that we talk about, and that's the biggest fear among retirees. We can look at multiple studies that say the number one fear among retirees is outliving your income. So what does that mean? If I was going to ask you what your net worth is, and this is kind of one of the traps that I wanted to address today, and maybe something to look at in your overall plan, this getting to a number. Right. If you say, well, I've seen this, you see it probably on the internet all the time about what I have $1 million or some of these questions that are posed and even some of these articles. If I have $1 million or I have $2 million, am I set? I'm 65 and, you know, married and so on. In a way, those are all laudable goals, but we really have to be careful. Right. Because if I asked you what your net worth is, would you include Social Security? Right. That's an income. You wouldn't say, and think about it this way. Social Security could provide you over $1 million over your lifetime. But you're probably not going to tell me $1 million and add that to your investment piece. If you have a pension, right? Again, that's an income stream. So I just wanted to discern some of these things. And so when you start to look at your retirement plan, how do we start to reduce some of this longevity risk? It comes down to one thing, creating income or having an income plan. I've said this many times before. One of the maybe the simplest way to feel wealthy in retirement is having more income than expenses. And so this is a part of this process of understanding, again, creating an income plan. What are those pieces of income? Because let me define income. Income is something that comes in regardless of age. Income comes in regardless of the market. So that market risk is not a concern. You reduce some of that. Again, income at any age, longevity risk, and income regardless of what you have in savings and investments, right? That's income. Is that true of Social Security? Yes, it is. Is that true of your pension? Yes, it is. Now, there's other aspects of this too where we can talk about annuities. We've talked about those. Those can be another piece of your income. They kind of mirror pensions. In fact, there's some other benefits to those where they give you a guaranteed lifetime income stream. Have you looked at those as part of your plan? So now those are three separate income sources you can have coming in. In addition to that, then we can take a look at your investments. this can be another piece of it. Again, those aren't the guarantees, but certainly we can set up what I would say a solid investment plan. I'm an investment advisor rep. We do active money management. We have dividend portfolios. We have income strategies we use. So imagine if you could start to create another source there of income. Income, again, that comes in every year. Those paychecks. We call it replacing the paychecks. And so this is a goal, and this is the goal I set when I sit down with someone. Can we create all the income you need during your lifetime so you don't have to sell investments? And now you have that growth piece where the money is growing. And so I would ask that to you. What does your income plan look like? I mentioned a number of times here, we have the resources for you. You can go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, and download some of these income planning reports. There's also budget worksheets. Let me make this offer too. For those of you, if this is something that you want to get in, because I always say this is the number one, of course we talk about the number one fear, but I always say this is the cornerstone of your planning. It's number one in those five pillars that I talk about. Imagine if you could check the box on having all the income you need. We have what we call the income planning packet. I can send that out to you. The Social Security decision, the truth about annuities, the budget worksheet, maximizing income in retirement. This is really the whole process of starting to sit down and create an income plan and understand where you stand. So I can get that out to you. Or for those of you that want to schedule a time, if this is something that hits home and you really want to examine what your plan looks like, you know, just pick up the phone and give us a call. 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. If you want that income planning packet, again, it includes all of the worksheets plus the steps in looking and analyzing, evaluating all your income plans. I mentioned the Social Security decision. That's something we do when you come. We do that in-house. Our team will run the reports. It will show you what happens if I take it at full retirement age. What happens if I wait till 70? How do I try to maximize my cumulative lifetime benefit? I just mentioned it can be well over $1 million over your lifetime. And then also, if for those of you that are married, what about the spousal benefits? What happens with survivor benefits? You can start to see and start to make what I like to say informed decisions. That's just one piece. And then for those of you that have pensions, you know, you if you have a pension, I always say one of two things. If you've already taken it, these are irrevocable decisions, by the way. If you've already taken your pension, just find out what your survivor benefit is. This is so crucial. I'm going to get into some of this asset protection later on. I want to talk to you about these threats to your plan. One of them is what happens if a spouse passes away? Well, your Social Security goes away. A pension can be reduced. Please find out what your survivor benefit is, because I think sometimes we're just not aware of that. These are these things we forget about. If you haven't taken your pension, contact your pension provider. Get that information. So now you can start to make a decision. See how we're starting to add these and we're starting to stack them up. Now I know what my Social Security benefit is. Now I know what my pension benefit is. Am I going to use an annuity? What can I plan on from my investments? And now we can start to create this income plan and we provide clarity and hopefully reduce uncertainty and stress. Now, again, I'll make this offer. If you'd like to, you know, schedule time to come in, we'll run all these things for you, specific to you. And so we'll do the Social Security analysis. We'll test your plan. We'll talk about creating income you can't outlive. As I said, imagine if you could create all the income you needed throughout your lifetime and your spouse's and not have to go into investments. That's another pot for you to use when you want to do the things you like in life. We call that the fun money. What if we could get there? So, you know, let me extend that off because I know everybody's situation is unique. So if you want to take advantage of that, give us a call. 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. Or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. You can schedule a time there. However we can help you, we always want to be a resource for you. Stick around. We're going to get into some tax strategies, putting you in a better place down the road. I also want to get to some listener questions that we had. You listen to Tom Fortino here on the Alpha Wealth Hour. Welcome back to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino, the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group right here in the Chicagoland area. If you want to get a hold of us, you can always give us a call at 630-864-6711. That's 630-864-6711. That's for any of the information that I've offered. I offered that income planning packet, the process and the worksheets, creating an income plan to create income you can't outlive. That's so critical to your overall plan. It's one of the five pillars, but it's the most important, I would say, because you know, if you have that one and you have the checks coming in, I like to say replacing the paychecks, that's a pretty good thing. If you want to schedule a time too, you know, call us. When you call us, we can do that as well. We'll do an income plan analysis. We'll create a lifetime income plan for you. We'll test your plan. That's also available to you. Go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com, and download information. We have a library there. Schedule a time for our classes. We have the new reality in retirement. These are resources that are available to you, and there's no cost or obligation, so you have no excuse. So I just, again, want to make that. And you can sign up for our newsletter. We send information out. I think it's timely and helpful. All of those things are available for you. I mentioned that I wanted to get into a couple questions. I have a few I want to get into, but let me start with this first one I had. Someone sent me a question, and they said, is there a way to protect what I have from the volatility of this market? And the volatility of any, I guess, market, I can't afford to lose what I have accumulated. So let me respond to this in a couple of different ways. You know, as I said, I'm an investment advisor rep, and we're part of a group. We do active money management. We have dividend strategies. We have growth strategies. We create and design portfolios for individuals. I mean, we do everything, as I said. We're a complete retirement planning firm. As I hope you understand, we talk about all these pieces. When you try to take a look at what are ways to protect, now you could do things such as, we call this the safe money, and it's not, you know, that's what you want to design when we sit down. As I said, when I have discussions with individuals, everybody's unique, your risk tolerance, your investment objectives, and what do you want to accomplish? So you could put money into we're starting to get some decent interest. I don't know how long that interest rate's going to stay, but you can put money into a CD. Is that protected? Yes, there's no market risk. You're not going to get much upside. So how much do you want to place in there? Could buy a 10-year treasury. Again, you're getting the 10 years come down a little bit. It's a little over 4%. Is that safe money? Yeah, technically. That's, in technical terms, in the finance world, that's considered risk-free, believe it or not, because it's U.S. government debt. There's principal-protected notes. We can get into some things. But again, you just have to have the right mindset to say, I understand I'm going to own these in my portfolio. These can, because bonds, just to, as you may well know, we've talked about this. In fact, Warren Buffett has said, bonds should come with a warning label, okay? Because bonds can lose money. The 10-year treasury or the 20-year was down 20, 30%. Believe it? I know, because interest rates, there's this inverse relationship. We don't have to get into all that, the depth of it. But keep in mind, your bonds are not principal protected. The bond market is bigger than the stock market. So you can lose money on a bond. If interest rates go up, your values of bonds goes down. There's an inverse relationship. So I'm talking about things that do not lose value. And so those are examples. The other example, which we talked about before, as I said, principal protected, you can look at these indexed annuities. Okay, let me explain what that is. Because there's a lot of opinions on these, but I just want you to understand the way these can work is they give you upside of the market with no downside risk. And so, again, understand the pros and cons of these. But I just want you to understand, in fact, we have a report called The Truth About Annuities, and explains how these work. I unfortunately, in this industry, we get a lot of opinions. And so I really make an effort to separate. If I'm going to give you my opinion, I'll say this is my opinion. So what I'm giving you on these are facts. Okay, so the way these can work in your planning is they can be used as a bond alternative. They get upside, and these are all true statements. And you get reasonable growth on these. For example, in some of these cases, you can get up to, and that's why they're called index annuities. They're tied to an index. So you can get up to 10% as an example. Some of those are offering that right now. Some are different. You have to look. There's a lot of different companies out there. But just let me give you an example. And I don't know what's going to happen in the next 10 years. But as I said, in response, you know, I can offer a number of different ideas here. But this example, again, does it protect your investments? Yes, there is no principal protected. It's completely principal protected. Does it get growth in the market? Yes, it does. I mentioned last week there were three examples, and a couple of them more recently. If you look from 2000 to 2010, if you put $100 in the S&P, you would have less 10 years later. The same thing happened, I think, from 69 to 81. So there are periods of years. And the last thing we want to do when we get into retirement is go backwards. So on a portion of your money, can this make sense? I think so. I mean, again, if that's something you want to accomplish, you can go to bed at night. Sometimes I call it the pillow test, right? And so when we look at, I'll just give you an example. From 2000 to 2010, keep in mind, We had the tech bubble, 2000 to 2003, three successive down years. 2008, we remember the financial crisis. If you put $100,000 in the market, the value of your account 10 years later, this is just based on the S&P, 79,638. You would actually be down almost 21,000. Now, if you use this type of strategy on a portion of it, well, you'd be up 41%. And I'm just basing this on a 10% cap. This is just simple math. So you'd actually be up 41% in a market that's down over 10 years. Again, I'm just giving you the numbers. I'm giving you perspective on this. Could you look at some of this as part of your protected, part of your volatility buffer? Now, bonds can be part of that. But again, you have to understand the risks that are associated with bonds. Do they make sense? And could they be part of your income plan? Yeah, I do. I mean, part of that fixed piece. Yeah, I think so. But maybe not all of it. So these are things that when you're looking at your portfolio, you're looking to create these things, just get the information on it, right? And so I'm just giving you this as an example. I gave you three or four different examples of, look, you've worked 30 years. You've worked 40 years in many cases. And you've accumulated all these assets. Does it make sense to take some of it off the table and protect it? Maybe. Again, I'm just giving you ideas. We're an investment advisory. I'm an investment advisor rep. We do manage money. I'm also insurance licensed, but I'm just saying, I'm not pro or con. I'm giving you these options because I think you deserve to know how they work. If this is something you want information, as I said, we'll get that report out to you. Read on your own. If you want some other examples, give us a call. If this is something you want to look at, I would just say this, okay? If you want to look at this as part of your overall plan, we'll run the illustrations for you. I'll run the examples for you. I'll do a complete portfolio analysis. We'll identify what you own, where things stand. And as I said, if this is something that's of interest to you and you want to get information, it's kind of like chicken soup. It doesn't hurt. And so, again, my goal is to give you information so we get through this fog. Because I will tell you, some people say these strategies are the worst. Some people say they're the greatest, and neither one is accurate. Okay. But can it do the things I just said? Absolutely. And does it make sense maybe for your portfolio? Maybe. So give us a call if you want to get some information on this. Again, we'll get you those reports, The Truth About Annuities, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. Or you can go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. Download some of the information. If you have a question for me, if you currently own an annuity, by the way, I should have mentioned this. For those of you that have some of these, the interest rates have changed dramatically. That's my opinion. I use the term. I got to be careful. But they have, as you know, when you look at the 10-year when it was 1%, now it's over 4%. Guess what? You can. Some have used this terminology. I'll use it. It's kind of like refinancing your home. You can take a look at the annuities you currently own, whether you have a variable annuity, you have a fixed or indexed annuity. These are things to look at. What if you could do some things that would actually create some more wealth for you, create more upside? Those are all good things. So let me know. We'll do that evaluation on that specifically, as well as, we look at everything. But I just wanted to make that offer to you as well. It's about getting informed. It's about making decisions that are going to benefit you and your family. I think that's going to make you feel a lot better that you said, look, I took the effort to examine what I have, evaluate what I have, and not just accept what some of these opinions. So as I said, if this is you, if you want to get some more information on this, it will be objective, it will be honest, and it will be fact-based. 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. alphawealthgroup.com. Okay, stick around. We still have more to get into. On the other side, we're going to talk about taxes again. I want to talk about these threats to your planning that you should be looking at, maybe you haven't heard about. Again, a lot to get into. You listen to Tom Fortino here on the Alpha Wealth Hour. Welcome back to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino, the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group right here in the Chicagoland area. We are, as I said, a complete retirement planning firm. And I back that up by saying we provide everything from investments, money management, tax planning, income planning, asset protection, which I'm going to talk about in a second. I want to define that for you. And, of course, estate and legacy planning, having the right documents in place and making every effort to make sure you control assets during your lifetime, as well as to your children and grandchildren, your loved ones. This is what it's about, and that's about being complete. At least we want to try to get there. This is why we offer this information for you to take a look at these areas. Is there a blind spot in your plan? We've talked a little bit about income planning. We've talked a little bit about the market and or protection on the downside, some ideas. I answered that individual's question on, hey, how do I protect? There are ways to protect. I did want to make a couple other quick comments. By the way, if you want any of this information or you have a question, give us a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. I did want to make a couple comments on the market. You know, sometimes for those, and I talk about tax-free versus tax-deferred and all that, but as far as the market goes, for those of you that are a little more active, and you know, sometimes these, it's very, I get it, the volatility is concerning. You know, but maybe there's an opportunity to look at some opportunities, which, I mean, take a look at some of these quality stocks that are down. You know, feel free to give me a call if you want to talk about some of these ideas. This is not a recommendation, but if you look at the things like Microsoft and Amazon and NVIDIA, those are kind of those easy ones to take a look at maybe. I mean, you can get a little deeper into it, but you know, if you thought they were good stocks a while ago and they're down 20% or so, whatever ones we're looking at, maybe it's time to look at purchasing some of these and think about if you do it in the Roth, it's all tax-free. I like that. I just wanted to make that comment. I'm pro-market, obviously, but that's some things we can look at. This is where we start to take control. Speaking of that, I did want to get into one other aspect of your planning. We don't talk about this a lot. Because it's probably, someone actually gave the example. They said this is like the broccoli, of the food when you're going to, you're at a picnic and you're grabbing stuff. You want to have the hamburger and then you got the broccoli. It's not the funnest part of your meal, but it's really critical, right? Just like the broccoli is very good for you. But here's the thing: when we talk about creating a retirement plan, we always sometimes prioritize things like getting to that number and these other things, which I get it. Those are important things. But sometimes we don't take a look at some of the other risks that we have. I sometimes say these are things that are asleep. And in the blink of an eye, you could really lose control. What am I talking about? I have this discussion when we do classes and all this. I say, look, or I'm talking with individuals in some of our meetings. Keep in mind, when we talk about asset protection, you're an asset. How are we protecting that? And so, you know, one example is not the most pleasant discussion, but if I pose these questions to you, tell me how you'd answer them. I call them some of the five major threats. One is, what happens if there's a premature death? What would happen? And I said from an income standpoint earlier, and I've also mentioned this domino effect. You know, the income plan also spills over into your asset protection plan because the income plan can be impacted. If you pass away, okay, what happens? Well, one of the Social Securities goes away. If you're currently working, well, your income goes away. You're not contributing to the 401k or retirement planning anymore, certainly. How does that impact your plan? Do you have anything to protect from that? You know, many of us, a lot of people, when they come in here, they have a group term, which is called the group term insurance through their work. What happens if you leave the employer? You see all these little things, and now you don't have the insurance. And what happens down the road if you become uninsurable? This is a protection piece. This is the proverbial moment. I know it's not the funnest piece, but if I asked you, what is your life insurance coverage, what would you tell me? Do you know what it is? Is it all through your employer? Just simple things like this, where I would suggest you get one that you own yourself outside of the employer. So it doesn't matter where you go to, you own that policy. Again, these are things I would tell you to look at. You have value, so that's important. And I just want you to be aware of some of these things. There's other things. Again, I can offer this report to you. We take a look at things like long-term illness. Again, I know this is not the funnest thing, but if you take a look in the and you can look at it. When you turn 65, of course, you receive Medicare, right? But Medicare does not cover long-term care. Long-term care is what we call custodial care. Primarily, that's the biggest thing. In other words, someone that takes care of you, someone that maybe is at the home if you're staying at the home or wherever, if you're in some type of, you know, long-term care facility. And so, you know, I had a client recently, and this is probably pretty common, where we call it the sandwich generation, where you have children, but then you also have parents. And they were looking, her and her sister were looking for a place for their mother because she was, unfortunately, again, these not pleasant things, but was struggling with, dementia. And so it just was to a point where the care couldn't stay in the home. $12,000 a month. $12,000 a month. And that's not uncommon. The median cost for a private room and nursing home is, and this is in our report, is $98.72 per month. That's almost $118,000 a year. Again, if I pose the question, what would happen if someone needed long-term care. And think about this. It's, you know, if you're married, you know, again, Medicare does not cover these costs. They cover skilled care, not the nursing care we're talking about. These are things that we want to just take a look at. We have this report on our website, and as I said, we can get it out to you. I call it the five major threats. We talk about disability. What happens in the event there is a disability? Again, you cannot create income. What does your disability insurance through your employer say? So, you know, whether there's life insurance, long-term care issues, all of these things are part of it. Even going to the estate planning is a part. Think about this. If you were, and again, it gets back to, remember, the domino effect, the overlap. If you required long-term care, or if your spouse required long-term care, or your one of your parents required long-term care, all right, the first question is, of course, not the first, but one of the questions is, how do you cover that cost? And so, again, tell me what your plan says. The second part of that is, how do you make decisions for that individual, especially, again, if they have memory issues, if they're incompetent or declared incompetent? Do you have a power of attorney? We include that into the estate planning piece. Do you have a financial power of attorney for that individual? Because if you don't, we have what we call living probate. Assets are frozen. The retirement accounts have to stay in your name during your lifetime. You cannot joint title them. You can't put them in a trust. They have to stay in your name. So if you do not have a power of attorney, that asset is effectively frozen. You will have to go to probate to get, even if it's your spouse. And then again, so there's a cost element to it, and how are we doing it? And that's in that aspect, asset protection piece. But then there's also, do we have the right documents placed, as well as a medical power of attorney? Those are two separate documents. You see what I mean by being complete? And again, I know this isn't the most exciting or fun thing to talk about. That's why we get into this, and that's why I create these reports that are available to you. You can, again, use a lot of these reports as a checklist. Now, you know, maybe not going to get there, you know, get to everything perfectly, but okay, I mentioned the life insurance. How do you own it? What are the benefits? Is it term versus permanent? Does it run out? You know, how does that, how much should you have, right? Can you answer those questions? That's one little piece of it. Again, I'm insurance licensed. That's only, you know, one thing that we look at, but I want you to look at the overall. Do you have the estate planning documents in place that, you know, control assets as well? This is all part of it. Those are two of the five pillars. So you can use these as checklists. You can download our, what it's called, our five steps. That's our retirement roadmap. It goes through all five of these pieces. I talked about them individually, but then think about your overall plan. It's so, it doesn't, I don't mean to be trite about it or flip, but you know, it really comes down to having a plan. And what is your plan? Again, that's why I say it's not about getting to a number. It's not about, you know, buying a product. Those are the things. But if you want to really look at your plan and evaluate all of these things, the five pillars, let me make this offer. I say it all the time, and I mean it. And especially now during the tax season, this could be an opportunity. Throw everything in a box and come on in. We'll go through all this. We'll get you organized, which is the most important part of this whole thing. You'll know where you stand. We'll test your plan. We'll talk about creating income you can't live, getting some forward tax planning in place, protecting the assets, having the right documents in place, being complete. So if you want to take advantage of that, give us a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. You can schedule a time there to either chat on the phone or you want to come in. I'm telling you, it will be time well spent, and it's very informal. It'll be a good experience. Coming up, I do want to get into a couple more items. We're not out of time, so you want to stick around. You listen to Tom Fortina here on the Alpha Wealth Hour. Welcome back to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino, the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. We are a complete retirement planning firm. I'm going to address that in more detail in just a second in answer to a question I had from one of our listeners. If you want some of the information we've offered, I've offered some information on income planning and creating an income plan, an income you can't outlive. If you want that information, we'll get that out to you. I also talk to you about strategies to protect your investments in this market or in any market, especially those that have worked many years to accumulate. We can get that information out to you. I talked about that asset protection piece, the threats to your the five major threats to your wealth and your family. I can get that out to you too. These are things that are all pieces of it. You know, we talk about being complete. But certainly there are these other pieces where we drill down, and it's a little lot, some more detail that you can really start to evaluate it. So you want that information, give us a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. 1-800-864-6711. Or you can go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com. There's a library there to download information. You can also sign up for our upcoming retirement classes, sign up for our newsletter, or just if you want to email me a question or schedule a time, as I said, to talk, it's all there. Okay? If you just come away with one or two things that you put in place, I think that's a great thing. It made me feel good. Certainly, it's very heartening when people do some things. Again, just one of the things we talked about today. I wanted to get into this other question. I talked earlier about the one question I had from someone about protecting their investments after, you know, working so hard to accumulate them, getting ready to retire. There was also another one I had here. I listened to your program and she had some questions about this financial groups and how they invest. She said, aren't most financial groups investing in the same markets, the S&P and the Dow? So does it make a difference which wealth management firm, as long as they're fiduciaries and plan for a client's goals? I guess my question is, how do I know if I've chosen the correct group? And how do you switch to another for better growth since the market fluctuates? Is it possible to address this on your program? I guess the answer is yes, it is. I'm going to address that. You know, a couple of comments I would make on there. And, you know, for those of you that are working with someone right now, this is not any meant to, there's a lot of good people out there. You know, you have to determine what is the best fit for you. And I've said this before, if you have questions and you want to get a second opinion and evaluation of things, you know, there's no shame in that. But, you know, we talk about the fiduciary. I did want to mention, just talk about that briefly, because I get this question a lot, and then I'll talk to you about how our firm is modeled. We hear a lot about this fiduciary rule. It's the SEC's fiduciary rule. And I get people who ask me about it, and I said, do you understand? Because there's a lot of marketing that goes on behind it. I'm a fiduciary. And it's, okay, that's fine. I mean, I'm a fiduciary too, right? The SEC. But I think we have to be careful if we hang our hat just on saying we're a fiduciary. We want to be honest and we want to do the right thing. The fiduciary, this is from the SEC website, rule refers to the standards of conduct that investment advisors must follow as part of the Investment Advisors Act of 1940. So just to give you a quick, then I'm going to move on, but there's a standard of care, and you can look this up yourself. The fiduciary rule says investment advisors are required to act as fiduciaries, meaning they must put their clients' best interest first at all times. This involves a duty of loyalty and care. You know, there could be someone out there that's an insurance, licensed insurance agent, and they're still acting in your best interest. So I always am very cautious. I just wanted to kind of address that. It's really what's governed through the SEC. And if you want to get more information on it, that's what you want to look at. Now, as far as our firm is concerned, I always say, look, I am under that rule. I'm a fiduciary. I would act as a fiduciary anyway. I don't need a rule to dictate that. The other thing that I would say that makes us, I think, a little different by design, I made the comment, we do investment portfolio management, just like as an investment advisor rep, we do that. Active portfolio management, we're basically fee-based. But the other things that we do, I'm insurance licensed, so there's other things that we can offer. But my approach is a little different. As I said, when people, and this is not, look, this is what they do. I had someone recently come in and they were asking me about Roth conversions. They said, the person we work with said, I can't talk to you about that. This is not uncommon. Why not? I can talk to you about Roth conversions. I can look at your marginal tax bracket and try to help you with forward tax planning. The other thing is sometimes people come in and they just have these cookie cutter. They're just looking at the investments. Yes, those are important. We do that too. But if you have the same investments in every account, you know, like I've said before, what is in your tax deferred? What's in your tax free? What's in your after tax account? We want the growth in the after tax and the tax free accounts because that's more tax efficient. If I'm going to have lower growth, slow growth stuff that I'm using to buffer my, I want those in the tax deferred. Why would I want my growth to create higher RMDs and have me lose more tax control and I have income tax on every penny of it? So these are things that I'm saying I see all the time. The cookie cutter approach to the investments. I try to make more of an effort to customize investment portfolios for the clients. I try to create more tax efficiency. We talk about creating an income plan as well as, you know, understanding your Social Security decision. You know, there's no perfect answer, but we'll run the numbers for you. We test your plan. Also, the estate planning. We have an attorney that does that. You know, I'm really adamant about people having these documents in place. right? I don't want to ever take a phone call from a client who says my, I did take a phone call one time. A spouse called me and said my husband, he was not in the best of health. I mean, these are not, it's like I said, it's not pleasant, but he had gone into a coma. And so we had to start doing some things, getting powers of attorney. I've done this with children who are taking care of a parent. They have powers of attorney. You know, and those things are in place up front. I don't have to say, hey, go get an attorney, go to probate, and good luck. That doesn't happen. And so when I talk about these five pieces, this is how we're a little different by design, and that's how we approach these things. I just want to kind of demystify some of these terms that people use, and you'll sometimes also hear, well, I'm a financial planner. I really don't know what that means. Okay, I mean, I guess, just what do you do? And so these are things that we want, I want you to be aware of how we work as a firm. You know, that's my approach. I'm your advocate. That's how we approach it. It's not, again, just about the investments and growing the money. That's important. That's part of what we do. We want to look at everything. So I hope that was a little helpful. I'm sorry I didn't went off on that, but we hear that a lot. And it's just, there's a lot of information out there on the fiduciary rules. I want you to understand that. And then also understand how we work. So when I offer the, I give you the opportunity to come in and sit down with us, this is what we look at. I try to uncover some things in your portfolio or the things that you should be aware of. What about some ideas for taxes? As I said, look, we're a month out from taxes. I'm sorry. You know, I've done a multiple Roth contributions. I've talked about that. You know, you still have till April 15th to do the 2024 Roth IRA contributions. You have until then to also do HSAs, health savings account contributions. There's things that you can be doing, and then we can do this every year, right? How many of you are taking control of those and understanding that? Taxes are a big part. The biggest way to get an increase in income is to reduce your taxes and put you in a better spot down the road. All kinds of stuff. So I hope this has been helpful. As I said, we provide the resources for you. You can go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com. You can sign up for our classes and, again, get more information and start to make informed decisions. Better yet, why don't you pick up the phone and give us a call? You can schedule a time with me. We'll sit down and go through all this. We'll have a great conversation. And I think you'll walk out of here with more clarity, hopefully a lower stress level, and a plan to help you get to your goals with a higher success rate. That's my goal. So give us a call if you want to take advantage of that. 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. Again, or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. Well, we're out of time, but we'll be back next week at the same time, same station. Everyone, have a blessed week. Let's get to work.
Tom Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered advisor. Alpha Wealth Group, WGN, and RWA are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specialized in fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate, and when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors. Insurance and annuities offered through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois.
Tom Fortino and Alpha Wealth Group are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency.